Blog Talk Radio.
It's the daddy and Nora show.
Let's see how it goes on the daddy and Nora.
No!
What are you supposed to say now? How do we start the show?
Welcome to the Daddy and Nora show on Black Talk Radio. What else?
Well, we say, how is everybody doing today?
How's everybody doing today?
It is a beautiful Saturday here in New York City. It is the Saturday after Christmas and before New Year's.
And we like to say that I got a Candyland board.
You got a Candyland board, so Nora got Candyland, the board game. We played it for the first time last night, and she won both games.
Yes, I did.
And what else did you get? Can you tell everybody the presents you got?
No.
No, you don't want to?
I just want to tell them one present.
What one present?
Candyland and cardboard castle.
And a cardboard castle that you can color in with your sister, right?
Right.
And so those are my earphones you're taking out, Maeve. What?
One.
I think Maeve wants to be part of the show. The fun of fun.
Maeve's in the Daddy and Nora show.
Maeve's in the Daddy and Nora show.
And now she's out.
And now she's out. She's been voted off. 917-889-7071 is the phone number. What we're going to talk about today is Christmas, which we started talking about already. We're going to talk about the movie Frozen, mm-hmm. which Nora got to see a couple of weeks ago, and she really likes the music, too. We're going to talk about
Frozen music, what we got for Christmas.
Right, that's something else you got for Christmas. And we're going to talk about the Rutgers and Notre Dame game coming up at noon. Right?
Right.
You sure? Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
You sure?
All of it.
You want to talk about all of it?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think there's one more thing I put on that we were going to talk about, but I forget what it was. Oh, maybe it's here. Episode info. Let's see. Oh, your dance class. That way you got to do your dance class. You had a Christmas party, and you got to dance to a few of my favorite things, right?
Right.
And to hug a something?
Give me a squeeze.
Hug a, give me a squeeze.
And a drop of golden slide.
Me, a name?
Yeah.
Do you want to sing that song for people? No? Okay. So, let's talk about Christmas. Did you have a good Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? What was your favorite part of Christmas?
Getting a new guitar.
Getting a new guitar, okay.
A teacher set that Marlena has.
A teacher set that Marlena has, too, yeah?
Yeah.
What's been your favorite toy to play with since Christmas?
Oh, I want to say one thing what I like to do on Christmas Eve.
Okay. What's one thing you like to do on Christmas Eve?
Put up our Disney ornaments!
Yeah. So on Christmas Eve, we put up some special ornaments. We saved some for Christmas Eve to put up. And one of them is a Cinderella castle ornament that Mommy and Daddy and Nora got 2 years ago in Disney World. And we saved it and we put it up. And we put that up on Christmas Eve when Sarah Rooney was here.
And Grandma.
Grandma.
You're pulling on my ears.
I'm pulling on your earphones? I'm sorry. Kids today, they can't take a little pulling on their earphones.
No.
No? Better?
Yeah.
Okay. What else did we do on Christmas Eve? Did we watch The Grinch?
Yes, but we watched a different Grinch.
Well, right. There was the cartoon Grinch, and then they followed it right up with the live-action Jim Carrey Grinch.
There were two boys and two girls, and they saw a house, and there were stairs, and they...
Oh, right, at the beginning of it, yeah.
And they opened the door, and
yep.
They saw the big Grinch!
They saw the big Grinch?
Yeah.
What else, how was Christmas morning? Do you remember waking up? And walking out to the Christmas tree?
Yeah.
We ate breakfast first, right?
No.
Yeah, you ate some cereal first. You sat down at the kitchen table with me and Maeve.
Yeah. Well, so in the morning, I saw Daddy and Maeve out in the kitchen, and I said, hey, hi, Daddy, can I come out?
You
My
did?
Pockets are green.
You did say that. That's right. And then you came out and you sat and ate some cereal? Well, they're fruit Cheerios.
No, they're Fruit Loops. Uh-oh.
Well, you pulled them yourself that time.
Yeah.
You think they're Fruit Loops?
Yeah.
All right, then there must be Fruit Loops. That's right. We should go this way. And then Mommy woke up and Grandma woke up and Sarah Rooney woke up.
Yeah.
And we came out and opened presents, right?
Yeah, Steve did wake up.
Not right away.
Mm-mm.
And we opened presents, right? And that was fun?
Mm-hmm.
And you got a guitar, and you got the cardboard castle, and you got, what else? The teacher set? Did you get some Merida, what? Can you say that louder?
Bow and arrow!
Wow, that was really loud. So Nora got a Merida bow and arrow set that she loves very much, and she can only shoot in the basement or outside.
Yeah.
But she is becoming quite good at it already. So when the zombie apocalypse hits, I know who my money is on to survive.
Me.
Yeah. Yes, you.
Can you get that away?
You want that away?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Phone number is 917-889-7071. If you have any questions for Nora or myself, we'd love to hear from you and talk about your Christmas, your plans for New Year's.
Yeah. What are our plans for New Year's?
We're going to be here. We're going to hang out at home.
With everybody?
With everybody. Well, it's probably just going to be us.
Why?
Because that's what the way it is. Nora, we have a caller.
Who is it?
Well, you know how this drill goes.
So where are you calling from?
Hi, Nora.
Hi, Gemma.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah. You playing with all your new toys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every morning.
Every morning you get up and play with your new stuff?
Yeah.
Good.
And every morning I wake up and go out here, I see no more presents under the tree.
Presents only come once a year.
Yep.
Right? Santa can't come every day.
No. You want to ask Grandma how your cousins are doing?
How are my cousins doing?
Your cousins are very well. I got to see Ross, too.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a special occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know what? I slept in Anna's bed. She's got a very comfy, cozy bed.
Grandma, her bed is too small for you to fit in.
No, she's got a very big bed.
You remember her bed? It's that high bed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big bed.
Well, next time we go there, can I see her bed?
You can see her bed, definitely.
And you know what, Maggie and Anna got the same kitchen set you have.
Pretty cool, huh?
Except in a white color.
Yes, because I have soup cans.
Did they get cans because Nora has soup cans?
I don't think so.
Why?
They have pots and they have a pan. And they have some food. And they have, but their kitchen is white, not red like
and
yours.
Red.
Oh.
And every time that Maggie picks up the phone on the kitchen set, she calls you.
Oh.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's talking to Nora.
A filter, that.
Yeah.
If I pick it up and I talk to Maggie.
Well, there you go. So does Maeve like all her presents?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, she's playing with them.
You have to talk this way.
I don't give any presents.
Grandma, did you give her any presents?
No, Grandma doesn't give presents.
Did you give her pajamas?
Translate.
Did you give her pajamas?
Yes, I did give her pajamas.
I wore them the last night.
Yeah, you wore them last night.
Oh,
or
good.
Did you like them?
But the pants are so long.
The pants are a little long, but you'll grow into them.
Yeah. They need to shrink. Grandma has to buy new pajamas for Anna because Anna's pajamas are way too big.
Oh, really?
Why her pajamas are way too
big? I messed up on the size on that. What, honey?
Why Anna's pajamas are way too big?
Because I bought the wrong size.
She bought a too big a size.
I thought she was bigger than she is. Grandma's got to find new pajamas for her.
Everybody say something into your ear.
Okay.
Say bye to Grandma.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, girl, I love you. Bye.
Bye. You're getting much better at hanging up on people, I must say. You're learning. So why don't we talk about the movie Frozen?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound like a good thing to do? Okay, what did you like most about the movie? Maeve's being cute over there, huh? Look at that face. Look at that face. What did you like most about the movie Frozen? Nori, don't forget you have headphones on. You're attached here, so take your time. Nora is walking over to her sister, apparently, to get a hug. You're good. Go ahead. And Maeve's not really sure what to make of it quite yet.
She pushed me away.
She pushed her away. So tell me about Frozen. What did you like about it?
Oh, Dad, you have a boo.
I do have a boobie. Boo.
How do you get it?
I do have a boo-boo, is what I meant to say.
And how did you get it? How did you get it?
How did I get this? Bringing in the garbage cans yesterday.
Why you got it from the garbage can?
Because my skin was really dry, and I scratched my hand against one of the handles.
Daddy, look, I have a cut, too.
Yeah, you do. Paper cut. Mwah. Give me a cut. Thank you. So tell me about Frozen.
I will talk to a caller about Frozen.
Okay, well, we don't have a caller right now. You decided to get off the phone with Grandma, and we don't have another one.
Why can we get another?
We have to wait and see if somebody else calls in. The phone number is 917-889-7071. If somebody wants to give a call in, Nora would like to talk to you about Frozen. I don't know if anybody else out there has seen the movie Frozen.
Yeah.
But Nora greatly enjoyed it. Can you tell me a little bit about it? So if somebody hears, they can talk about it when they call in.
Anna loves that, and I love Christmas cards.
Are we talking about you or the movie Frozen? What are you doing? Sit on your bum, and let's do the radio show. Yeah.
Do you remember the song?
I don't really.
You know where they go and you want to move snowman.
I know them from listening to them. I don't really know the words yet. Do you want to build a snowman? That's all I know.
Come on, let's go in, Clay. I got to see you want to go. Come out the door. It's like a gone away. Oh, I are. Oh, I buy. And then I talk to the pictures on the wall. Hanging there, showing.
Sing. You're doing a great job.
And me. Falls into Alistair's wall.
Sound effects and everything.
Do you know the one when she said, when she was just blown up outside of her room?
I don't know. I really don't know the songs all that well.
People get after Zayoka. Please come out the door. It's only you and me.
Let's see. Keep going. Keep talking.
I don't want to.
No?
Okay.
So then let's talk about the Notre Dame Rutgers game. No, stink face. Rutgers plays Notre Dame at noon, Nora. Daddy's very excited about this game.
Why?
Because Notre Dame is a school that Daddy is not a big fan of.
Why?
It's a deep-seated, long-term thing. I'm looking forward to the game. It's on at noon. Are you going to watch it with me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to sing along with it?
Yeah.
We can serenade everyone with it. Okay, so Nora's going to sing Let It Go for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one you know? Do you know this one? Yeah.
I'll take my headphones.
Gotta sing loudly. Try to see if you can find, do you want to build a snowman? Yeah, that's the one you really like, right? So, the thing is, yeah, let's see if we can find it, but, tell me if this is it or not.
Yes, it is.
Okay. You need a thing? So this looks like it's the whole scene from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to pause it right there, and we'll keep doing our radio show for a little bit, and then we'll watch the rest of it, okay?
Why are you... But...
It's not very entertaining for people to listen to music on a phone, through a microphone, when we're supposed to be doing a radio show. So we'll finish our radio show, then we'll keep watching it, okay?
Okay.
So...
I want to say bye to everybody.
Well, let's finish the show first.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Can you tell me what your favorite part of Frozen is?
Why does her sister Anna have to go?
Right there?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Mm-mm.
Where was she going?
I don't know.
Does Mommy know?
Mom, do you know where Anna was going?
I don't know where she's going. Mommy and Daddy were going.
Mommy and Daddy were going away for the And so, what was your favorite part? Did you like Olaf the best? Did you like the songs?
I liked Olaf.
Yeah, the summer song.
Mm-hmm.
Can you slide over a little bit, though, onto the couch? There you go.
Daddy, I want the show to be over.
You want the show to be over?
Yeah.
Yeah? Already?
Yeah.
So this is going to be our last show for the year, Nora.
Why?
Because the year's over next week. It'll be 2014. Do you want to keep doing the show in 2014? Yeah. What would you change about the show? What do you think we can do to make it better?
Say Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
That could work. So I guess this is it for 2013. Do you want to wish everybody a Happy New Year?
Happy New Year!
We'll see you in 2014, and we'll have some fun doing the Daddy and Nora show in 2014. Actually, we're going to try to do a video version of the Daddy and Nora show, right? If
okay.
You come to work with me?
Yeah.
So we'll do a kickoff to 2014 in a video show, and then we'll get back to doing the podcast of the Daddy and Nora show sometime in January.
February.
January.
Can I watch the rest of this?
All right, say bye-bye to everybody.
Bye!
Okay, that's going to do it for the Daddy and Nora show. Okay. Hope you guys enjoyed. Okay, put it back on. I hope you guys enjoyed listening all year long. We appreciate and hope everyone had a great Christmas, happy Hanukkah, and has a wonderful New Year's. And we will talk to you next year. Bye-bye.